Sedated general procedure report on patient Julian Torres. Consultation request by Dr. Sambono. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation. Evaluation for electrophysiological studies and bloody frequency ablation. History of patient is a 76-year-old male with a history of coronary artery disease. Status post bypass surgery period. Patient is recently complaining of fatigue and shortness of breath. Patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation with a rapid ventricular rate period. Patient also developed cardiomyopathy, probably secondary to tachycardia-induced period. Holter monitor showed atrial fibrillation with a rapid ventricular rate period. Patient's left ventricular ejection fraction is 20% period. Refer to me for ablation for symptomatic atrial fibrillation period. Current medication. Benzopril 40 mg daily, Clostar 10 mg daily, Cymbalta, LHS 5 mg 2 times daily, Flomax 0.4 mg daily, Hydrocodone, Montelukast, Pantoprazole, Plaquil, Tregenda, Vesicare, vitamins period, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, now history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia, review system in general, denied in recent weight gain or weight loss, vision hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimate no history, arthritis on examination, blood pressure 150, now 60, pulse is 80 to 90, and irregular respiration, 60, and weight is controlled, 60 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregular, 1/6 is totally normal, head of the left sternum border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, estimate no edema. Clinical condition number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, cardiomyopathy. Number 3, history of coronary artery disease, status post bypass surgery. Number 4, history of gastric bypass surgery. Number 6, history of diabetes mellitus. Number 7, history of hypertension. Recommendation. Patient most probably has tachycardia-induced cardiomyopathy period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and pulmonary vein isolation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein stenosis period. Patients are also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please send it. Copy to Dr. Sambono.